Le au pepe, taima ai ono Liz Tupua Talaepa, is a year 13 dean and English teacher at Mangere College. Along with her husband, they are parents to three adult sons, with the two younger sons on the autism spectrum. The younger son also with a pervasive development disorder, not otherwise specified. Le au pepe joins us now on Pacific Days for more on her inspirational journey as we continue our celebration of Autism Awareness Month 2021. Maaloso I whānau a whiunga, Le au pepe, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Le au pepe, if we can just begin with your beautiful family, and tell us more about them, and also about, you know, what the kids do.
All right then. So my husband Seth and I have been married for 28 years. We have, as you said, three sons, ages 27, 22 and 21. My father, who's 82 years old, also lives with us. He moved in a few years after Mum passed away from cancer in 2012. I mention Mum and Dad because they've been part of our journey since the boys were diagnosed, you know, in the early days. At the moment, my youngest is at Auckland University, completing a conjoint degree in science and engineering, and my middle son is currently taking a gap year from studies, but prior to that he was at MIT, and last year embarked on a, you know, program at Unitech. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we are at now.
Mm. Le au pepe, when we talk about the autism spectrum disorder, for those not familiar, can you give us an understanding of that?
Sure.
And, you know, where they are on the spectrum?
Sure. I know lots of people will say that, you know, people with autism, they think differently, they see, hear things differently to the rest of us. I'd like to share two analogies that I thought were really, you know, made things clearer for certainly for our family. So the autistic brain is kind of like dial-up connection for the internet, while the neurotypical brain is broadband. So in saying that, if someone on the autism spectrum is overstimulated or you know, experiences information overload, then the emotional center of their brain floods the rest of the brain, and so they experience extreme emotion and they can't regulate it. So, you know, sometimes that looks like a meltdown. Someone on the autism spectrum, metaphorically speaking, is more comfortable driving on the main road, but they have to learn how to drive on in a world made up of highways. The spectrum just means that some individuals cope better than other individuals.
Mm. Le au pepe, can I ask about, you know, there's such a stigma around autism and understanding, especially for us in the general population, say, like only having an example like The Rain Man, you know, the movie. Yes. The Rain Man, you know. Yes. Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman. Why do you think that is? Is it just a lack of understanding or education?
Yeah, no, I would just say it's a lack of understanding. But I think with groups like Passage, mm. Brian and Betty, you know, especially within our own Pacifica community, you know, the awareness is growing and more of us are asking questions of our GPs and getting those diagnoses. Mm. But the stigma is something that our young people have to, you know, overcome, and that we as parents have to, you know, fight against. Mm. And it's, yeah, we just hope that things will change with your program or programs like yours.
Mm. your reaction and your husband's when your two youngest sons were diagnosed on the spectrum, and your prior knowledge around autism to this?
Sure. I'd have to say, and I think it was the same for both of us, we grieved. We grieved the loss of our own hopes and dreams for our son's future. We knew nothing about autism other than, you know, maybe some movies we'd seen of the rocking child. Mm-hmm. We were scared about what their future would look like. But my husband and I are quite pragmatic, and we didn't spend too much time feeling sorry for our loss. And we just, you know, within a week, we got on with business, and that meant making connections with the autism community in Auckland, getting ourselves registered so we could become more informed, and seeking out people who could help us put the systems in place that would meet our boys' needs. Mm.
Can you talk to me on those initial stages of the journey with your two youngest sons, and some of the foundational blocks or support systems in order to help, especially, you know, transitioning into education?
Yes, sure. So schedules, the use of schedules, so visuals, you'll probably hear lots of us parents using the words visuals. Mm. So schedules, other visuals, social stories, practice runs helped to minimize the tantrums for us in the early days. Other sort of support and social groups like FAB, Star Jam, Special Olympic also, you know, increase the opportunity for our boys to, you know, make friends, gave them a creative and a sporting outlet. Those, I mean, we still use the schedules and the practice runs today, and they're adults now. Mm. When one of my boys said he was going to apply for UniTech and got in, my husband went on a practice run, and they both caught the train to the you know, university, and we took photographs of the rooms he would be in, and we asked that we see the timetable before, you know, as soon as, and there's always been an open communication between us and the tertiary institutions, you know, the people especially involved in their programs, and that's kind of what's helped us the most.
As they have matured, the two youngest, in, you know, now as adults, what are support systems in place for them individually, or, you know, support groups that maybe they attend themselves to help them?
So as young adults now, I would say that the main support we've found, so we've been through a lot of them, and I'd like to share those supports later on, but for now, the counselling does help, and I was able to access a really good counsellor who seemed to understand how the boys' minds worked and bridged or helped to bridge the gap in our understanding. So that sort of thing, and what the counsellor we have been seeing and can continue to see sort of talks to them about, you know, the things that they find that they're worried about, and for them it's their studies, and make suggestions on how they can you know, sort of lower the anxiety levels, and also what my husband and I can do to support them in that sort of journey. Mm.
with so much focus on your two youngest sons over the years, how has it been for your eldest son who's not on the spectrum and maybe, for want of a better term, maybe feeling left out or so over the years?
Sure. It hasn't been easy for him as the older brother. He was... For 5 years, it was just him, and then suddenly all the attention was on his brothers. And he has gone from, you know, wanting to protect the boys, the brothers, to wanting nothing to do with them, to then wanting to tell me and his father what we were doing wrong and wanting to discipline them himself. But I think, to try and compensate, to try and help as he was growing up, you know, we always supported his interests and his friendships, and you know, the holidays or the weekend day trips would always involve his friends coming over, which was a good thing socially for our younger two. But we continue to support his interests, and with COVID-19 last year, the boys were kind of forced to hang out together. So we're optimistic that the brothers' relationship is improving, and they're interacting more positively, and we think things are all right, on the right track.
And then for you and your husband, when needing that time for just yourselves, how has that been?
It has been tough because it was all about the kids. I'd take the workshops, and then I'd create the resources to, I don't know, help with routines and teaching when there were some challenges. And my husband, together with the boys obviously, would be in the resources I would create doing the mahi, you know, doing the work. So it was stressful. We separated for 7 months, but we found our way back, and with marriage counselling, with God, we're a lot stronger. So we remember to take care of ourselves and our relationship. Date night is a must for us, and as I said, we're a stronger unit now.
Leo Pepe, finally, what is the message, the encouragement to those of our listeners and online viewers with children that are on the autism spectrum today, please?
All right. I want our parents like myself and my husband, to just carry on being bridge builders. I reckon we're bridge builders. We build bridges so that our kids can cross over and achieve their goals, but we also build that bridge so that other people can cross over and meet our kids where they're at. So I say keep building those bridges, keep advocating for our children, take care of ourselves. They say put your mask on, your oxygen mask on first before you do, you put on your child's on a flight. So it's the same sort of thing. And lastly, I just want to encourage our parents by saying that not everybody can do what we do, and I believe that God's chosen us to be those parents for those kids, but it's not just a one-way thing, I believe. He chooses us to be their parents to build us up. So I believe that not only are we helping our children, but they're turning us into better people and better parents. That's what I think anyway.
And finally, some organisations you'd like to recommend?
Yes, if you don't mind. Yes, I just want to put a plug for Colleen Emmons. She's a counsellor. She's ASD trained. She also has children on the spectrum. And she was recommended to me by Whakatautua. And as I think I mentioned, the boys think she's awesome because it's like she understands how they think. Also, I mentioned earlier, emotional dysregulation. Well, you know, we've been through that, and you know, we've had to resort to court, you know, to police call outs just to cope with our situation. And in doing that, we were introduced to an organisation called Gandhi Nevis, and so they work with the police, and they also help families in crisis, you know, dealing with violence. So they provide time out for the young person, and also enable us to access counselling. And I just wanted to put in a plug for the disability services that are provided certainly at the tertiary institutions that my boys have attended, MIT, Auckland University and UniTech. Those services are there for our children who want to go to university. They provide note takers. They provide, you know, special assessment conditions and so forth. So use them. And just finally, if our children want to, you know, want help with work, want to learn how to drive, there are other agencies available, such as PolyEmp with MIT and UniTech, Positive Pathways, that they're run by the Auckland Chamber of Commerce, and Geneva Elevator. So those people have been part of our journey, and I'm very grateful to them, and yeah, as well as FAB for teenagers, Star Jam, Special Olympics, and of course Passage.
Leo Pepe, time I ono Liz to pua tana epa. We've been so blessed this afternoon. Leo Afionga, Leo Pepe, thank you so much, and have a great day. Yomanwia, God bless.
Thank you very much, you too.